fireworks display packs a lot of excitement into a relatively short span of time, but those 15 minutes of spectacle reflect countless hours of planning and preparation. Somebody has to keep track of all the logistics, and this New Year's Eve in Waikiki, that responsibility falls to Tommy Likos and his team from Fireworks by Grucci. He's already up and on the job, and he's on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
You've got a lot of work ahead of you in the next 36 hours, don't you?
Well, it's we're just kind of wrapping up. It's just
really?
Most of the work is already done. Now it's just a matter of loading the fireworks onto the barge.
What kind of preparation have you been doing?
Well, we start with the design of the show probably 6 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then 90 days, we start applying for permits from the various organizations that control the fireworks in the island. So,
mm-hmm.
And then it starts to get wrapped up here, where we're renting trucks and getting the crew together and getting everybody onto the pier, and so it's busier and busier.
I bet. Well, I know that a lot of the big fireworks shows, including this one, Fireworks by Grucci, are products of family businesses. This is kind of a European family tradition, isn't it?
That's true, and Grucci, old Grandpa Grucci, brought the secret formulas over from Italy back in the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's still a family-run organization.
And that seems to be a kind of an overarching thing that happens with a lot of fireworks shows, that their secrets kept down through generations. In this case, what, six generations of the Grucci family, huh?
Yeah, that's correct.
How did you get into this field?
Well, I started doing fireworks on the mainland on an amateur basis with the Pyrotechnic Guild International, and Grucci invited me to come to their school in New York, and they were having the show in Hawaii. I think this was in 2001. It was the premiere of the movie Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my show in Hawaii, and it's taken off since then.
It's always amazing to me when I see a fireworks show how precisely you can predict. I mean, you know what's going to happen and what the effects are and where everything is going to take place. And I'm just wondering what goes into all that.
Well, it's a matter of we know exactly how long it takes the shell from the time you fire it till the time the shell explodes in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, with our computers, we can program that down to a thousandth of a second. So
oh.
When the bass drum hits, we can have a shell explode at exactly that same second.
All synced to the music through a very elaborate setup.
It is. But, you know, with the software nowadays, you can play the music, listen to the music, and then pick out the shells from your inventory that you think will fit in with that music. And with these programs, like I say, then you can time them exactly.
That's amazing. So you say, on this beat, I'd like a kind of a red star boom effect to happen, and that's what you get, huh?
That's correct, yes. So if we want a loud bang, in this show, Thursday night, you know, right at midnight, we're going to have, you'll see some shells going up into the air a little before midnight so that they explode right exactly at midnight.
Wow. The whole idea of being able to tell precisely when an explosion is going to take place from the time the projectile has been fired, is that a function of the amount of powder that you use? What are the variables that determine that?
Well, the way a shell works is there's a lift charge in the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and that is black powder. An electric match will fire off that black powder, and then when that black powder ignites, lifting the shell out of the mortar, it also ignites a time fuse inside the shell that burns through to the center, the part that explodes. So that time fuse burns at a very set rate, so that at a certain amount of seconds after the lift, then that center ignites and explodes the shell.
Because I've always wondered how you could be that. That makes sense, because you know at each step of the way what the materials are and how long they take to burn, right?
That's correct.
You've got the exact numbers for that, because I've always amazed in the field of pyrotechnics when this is done by family businesses in the city, when you can demolish a building with a building on either side and have it just sort of fall straight down. That's all part of the science of pyrotechnics, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of more of the explosive side of it. We mm-hmm. we like to do the pyrotechnics. We've done like when they collapsed the sands in Las Vegas, we had a lot of fireworks that went off just before the implosion of the building.
Oh, boy.
So, and then for more precise things, for like chases around stadiums, the things we used in the Olympics, mm-hmm. we actually have an electronic fuse that is timed so that when the shell lifts off, it starts that electronic fuse. And that's when we really want it down to a thousandth of a second. When you see a chase go around a stadium where, the shells are going off one right after another very closely, then that's generally done electronically.
It really makes me wonder how you ever got this accomplished before the days of computers.
Well, my wife and I did the last hand-fired show over at the Marine Corps base probably 10 years ago,
uh-huh.
where it was just a matter of lighting those fuses with a flare. And Phil Grucci decided, we want to be away from the explosion.
Yeah.
So he really pressed for more computer, more electric matches and things. So
I think that makes a lot of sense.
You could still get a fairly accurate show, hand lighting.
But it's nice to have that extra layer of security, Tommy. So.
It certainly is.
Thanks very much for talking with us this morning. Have a great New Year's Eve.
Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
And Happy New Year.
Tommy Likos is the executive producer of Fireworks by Grucci, which is putting on the Waikiki Improvements Association's New Year's Eve Fireworks Extravaganza on Waikiki Beach.